Let's shoot for the ball, so score. Kick it with your feet, then score a goal. Let's shoot for the ball, so get control. Kick it with your feet, then score a goal.
He's playing football, he's having fun.
Score a goal, and score goal. I've got my feet in my football shoes. Kick it in the goal, and we just can't lose.
Fantastic, as ever. I love that. I never get bored of that. My name's Lee Phelps. This is the League Podcast, League 2 this time round, in association with the 72.co.uk. If you're a first-time listener, we do Championship, League 1 and League 2. The Championship with Pete Farries and League 1 and League 2 with Sam Ashu from the 72.co.uk. And Sam's on the line now. Hey, mate.
Hello there. How are we?
You good? Yeah, good, thank you. Very good, thank you. Sam's picked out three League 2 matches to have a look at. Dagenham and Redbridge versus Cambridge, Carlisle versus Bury and Burton versus York. Shall we start with the Bridge Derby? As in Dagenham and Redbridge versus Cambridge. It's terrible. 9-5 the Daggers, 11-5 the draw, and Cambridge are priced up at 6-4. Dagenham 16th, 7 points from their 6 games so far. Cambridge not too far above them, 8 points from their 6 matches so far. 1-2, drawn 2 and lost 2 is the record for Cambridge. Interesting game to pick this one, Sam. What was you thinking on the best bets?
Well, in the time that you were reading out those results, I tried to think of a pun for the Bridge Derby, but I failed. So that might be the aim of the podcast. By the end of it, think of a pun for the Bridge Derby, because that was a good one.
Something along the lines of troubled waters might have to be the.
I like that one. Or a bridge too far. We've got to have goals in this one, Lee. We've got to. I mean, you only have to look at particularly Dagenham and Redbridge's crazy, crazy results and their strange start to the season. To believe me on that one, really. They didn't do too well at the beginning. They lost 3-0 to what we now know is a very good Morecambe side, and they sort of had a couple of okay results. Beat Hartlepool and then beat Mansfield as well. But then that 3-3 against Oxford was an unbelievable match, and then they lost 2-0 at home to Northampton. So what I would say about Dagenham, I mean, and there's been 18 goals in the 6 games that the Daggers have played in, so we're averaging 3 goals per game, which is interesting in itself. They've got players such as Abu Ogogo, Jamie Cureton that we know about, and Luke Howell as well, so that are capable. They're all capable of scoring goals. It's just a case for them at the moment about conceding goals, really. They've conceded a fair few, as we know, and I don't know. It's just one of those where results-wise, it's really hard to predict, you know, which Dagenham side is going to turn up. Are they going to turn up and put in a solid 2-0 performance that we've seen them do a couple of times this season? Or, you know, are they going to get battered 3-0? Or are they going to sort of come out with this entertaining score draw? So we just don't know in terms of actually trying to predict a winner, certainly from their point of view. But, you know, it further emphasises that, you know, the need for goals, really. And, you know, I think we're, as Football League fans, we want to see goals in these games, certainly from a neutral perspective. And Dagenham are really a really good example of that. Goals as well, sort of from the Cambridge end. They've scored 11 this season. That's the joint most in the league, helped by their 5-0 victory a few weeks ago. But, I mean, they've got strikers such as Robbie Simpson, Tom Elliott and Kwesi Appiah, who have all scored 2 goals this season. And that'll please the manager because, you know, it's so important to have, you know, these goal-scoring strikers. And to have 3 of them who have all got on the score sheet a couple of times already this season is brilliant because it means that the players are sharp, there's a real competition for places because it's unlikely that he's going to play all 3 of those strikers. And that can only be good for the squad. So I think we're going to see decent times ahead for Cambridge, possibly more so than Dagenham, just because I think they're a little bit more of a consistent side and a side who have got more goals in them from perhaps younger, maybe even hungrier players. So it's hard because I don't think either side are particularly good enough to back and to put up as a bet. But I mean, what I would go for is something along the lines of both teams to score and over 2.5 at 5-4. As I said, Dagenham averaged three goals per game. Not scoring, that is. I mean, there are about 3 goals, mm-hmm, you know, in each of Dagenham's games. and your over 2.5 is evens. So personally, I think if there's going to be an over 2.5, there's going to be both teams to score. So you might want to look, you know, just up ahead at that, at your 5-4. Otherwise, if you really do think there's going to be goals, you've got your over 3.5 at 5-2. That's over 3.5 goals at 5-2, which I think is decent value. So two teams that are struggling to defend and two teams that are scoring quite a few goals.
Sounds good. My kind of game. Carlisle versus Bury next. Carlisle are 21-10. The draw's the same price, and Bury are 7-5. Carlisle so far, well, obviously, the manager's gone. 22nd in the division with 3 points from 6 games. Bury at the other end of the table, 11 points from their 6 so far. Only one loss in 90 minutes, and that came on the opening day when they lost 1-0 to Cheltenham. Lost 1-0, but had 13 shots on goal and 10 corners. So not for the want of trying. We're knocked out of the League Cup by Bolton after extra time, but drew 2-2 with them in normal time. Since then, have beaten Hartlepool away from home, drawn with Luton, beaten Plymouth and Accrington, and drew away at Wickham. They're away again this time, of course, at this Carlisle team. So they draw quite a lot of games, and Carlisle have drawn the last two as well. Will that continue, do you think, the draw sequence, or can Bury get a result there?
It's a possibility, and the fact that you've mentioned the draw and then Bury actually completely outlines my bet for that one, Lee. So probably thinking along the right lines. I mean, Carlisle not going through a great time. It's reminiscent of this time last season. Obviously, they didn't have a really bad start last year, and Greg Abbott he left the club, and Graham Kavanagh came in, and now we see Graham Kavanagh depart, and you know they're still without a manager at the moment. We know that they've approached, or certainly interested in Sam Allardyce's assistant at West Ham, Neil McDonald. It looks unlikely that he'll go now. I think he was possibly, I mean, he does want to return to management, but possibly looking a little bit higher than League Two. So it's tough for them, because it was tough for the fans, certainly, because you know you get rid of one manager and you hope that the club who have got rid of that manager, you know, have a replacement in line, and that doesn't seem to be the case. And sometimes, while those problems are off field, you know, they can come back onto the pitch. So it's they need to get that sorted, really, ASAP. And it really has been a tough start for them. I mean, they had almost a completely sort of reshape in the midfield. The likes of Danny Kearns, Gary Dicker, Josh Gillies as well, and Anthony Sweeney have all featured fairly heavily so far this season. They've all played in midfield, new signings, those four. So, you know, there doesn't seem to be a balance or a coherence about the Carlisle sort of squad at the moment, particularly in the midfield areas. They brought in Billy Painter, who I mentioned at the start of the season as well, who at 30 years old, I said it was sort of now or never for him. And at the moment, it's been a bit of never, really. He hasn't scored many in the last few seasons, and whilst he does have a bit of championship experience in him, you know, you just wonder, is he actually capable of refining that sort of goal scoring form? So worrying times, I would say, at Carlisle. I mean, they played in that 4-4 match, you know, their last game against Wimbledon. They were 4-2 up with 10 minutes to go. Gary Dicker gets himself sent off, gives away the penalty. Matt Tubbs steps up and scores. And then AFC Wimbledon go and get the equaliser. So to be in that position 4-2 with 10 minutes remaining and to not win it, you know, it just sums up sort of the Carlisle confidence, if you like, at this stage in the season. So it doesn't look great for them. Meanwhile, it's not been a bad start for Bury. A lot of people, a lot of bookies had them as the favourites to go up from League Two this season. For me, that was a little bit far-fetched. Okay, they made some decent signings and they've got some good players such as Danny Nardiello, who scored, I think he scored 11 for them last season, something like that. Ryan Lowe as well, who we know about, and Clive Platt. But I think this is a team that will be sort of aiming for playoffs. And David Flitcroft, who is still a young manager, still fairly unproven, he'll take that, you know, I think, in the playoffs. It's certainly, you know, judging by their start to the season. But they're a fairly consistent side, and I think that's what will please the Bury fans and please Flitcroft. You know, you highlighted on their results, and they don't tend to lose many under him. And they have got a decent side. So, I mean, what I'd be looking at is, like we touched upon, is Bury, the bet draw or Bury at 1-3, I think is decent value. You know, you can put that in your racket. It's not your biggest price, But if you're looking to make a four or five fold or something like that, you know, your 1-3 price, I think for that is fairly generous, because I struggle to see how Bury are going to lose this. And more so, I struggle to see how Carlisle are going to win this. So that's a decent price, I think.
Very nice. Bury at Carlisle. Final game, Burton versus York, in the week when Gary Rowett's turned down the opportunity to go to Blackpool, even though there's a manager at Blackpool. Strange goings on. But Burton continue to motor on. 16 points from six games, a plus six goal difference, and beat Portsmouth 2-0 last time out. They play a York team who've finally got the monkey off the back and won their first game since the 26th of April. Been going through a bit of a torrid time after that long unbeaten run. They beat Stevenage 3-2 away from home, thanks to Stevenage being down to 10 men for an hour in that game. They still scored against them twice, incidentally, Stevenage, when they were down to 10 men. But York got the job done in the end. The prices for this one, Burton are 6-5, 11-5 the draw, and 12-5 York. A team who are top of the table, flying, are odds against. Surely you've got to take Burton here.
You have to, Lee. I mean, you absolutely have to. I mean, I was working on an in-play radio watching the Burton-Portsmouth game, something that we previewed, actually, on this podcast this time 2 weeks ago. Burton, now top of the table. Excellent start. No wonder that Gary Rowett has been approached by a championship club. Okay, it's Blackpool who aren't doing too well, but still, I'm sure that it may well be that he'll be approached by a couple of other clubs this season, because he's emerging as one of the best young managers in the Football League. Done really well for them this season. Hasn't had to strengthen his side too much and lost a couple of key players. Billy Key, actually. They've had a really good start, and I watched them against Portsmouth, and if you look at the stats, you might say, okay, well, Portsmouth had more corners and they had more shots, but Burton were excellent in that game. They defended as a unit, they attacked as a unit, they had pace on both wings. I mean, Lucas Atkins, who played for them, was unbelievable. I watched him from start to finish, and he was terrorising the wing backs, and then he was bombing it back and making sure that he got those all-important blocks time after time as well, putting in a real shift. And he's classed as a bit of a forward, but really he was playing as a right wing-back at times and as a right attacking midfielder at times as well. So brilliant performance from him. They've got other players like John Messino, who also played very well in that match as well. Stuart Bevan, another Preston boy, who very good signing for that division. So excellent York Burton side. Sorry, they'll be really disappointed. I know it's early on, but they'll be really disappointed if they don't finish the season in the automatic places. That's for sure. They've been the best team so far this season, rightly so, top of the league. And I can't believe that they're odds against Lee. So I mean, the Burton win would certainly be a bet that I'm looking at. Possibly a Burton win and over 2.5 goals at 5-2 is something as well. As I mentioned, Burton have got goals from all areas, really. Stuart Bevan, John Messino, Atkins as well. So, you know, it might be worth looking at your over 2.5 goals, because this is a York side that, like you said, in that Stevenage match, they had a man extra when they were, 2-1, I can't remember what it was now.
2-0 up, I think.
They were 2-0 up, yeah, they were 2-0 up, had the man extra, and Stevenage managed to get it back to 2-2, and then it was only a penalty that York managed to find the winner on. So they had an hour with an extra man and still struggled. So I wonder about confidence at York. Well, I've mentioned before that their first few games of the season, they conceded in the last, on the 90th minute to drop points. So it may be a case of a few psychological problems for Nigel Worthington's men, you know. So the Burton win, odds against, I think, is an excellent price. Otherwise, Burton win and over 2.5 goals at 5-2. Or possibly Lucas Atkins any time at 5-4, because, I mean, that performance was one of the best individual performances I've seen so far from a player this season. So good times at Burton.
Yeah, and some nice bets there as well. I like that Burton game for a bit of value. That'll do us for League Two. Thanks very much, Sam.
Not a problem, always a pleasure.
You'll find this podcast and loads of Football League articles and betting previews and action as well on the 72.co.uk. So make sure you check out the website this weekend if you're not on there already. You can also download and listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts, at audioboo.fm, and you can subscribe via iTunes. We'll be back next week with more of the same with Sam and with Pete Farris. But in the meantime, if you're having a bet with any of the League Two matches, then very best of luck.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.